Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Benjamin Netanyahu has just won re-election as Israel's prime minister. This is his fifth such victory. In Israel, the prime minister forms a coalition government with other political parties. Various members of the coalition parties become cabinet members. It's a parliamentary system that more resembles England than the United States. But let's take a look at what Netanyahu's victory means for Israel and the U.S. As a conservative leader, Netanyahu has been first and foremost focused on the safety of Israel and Israeli citizens. That's not to say more liberal prime ministers have not been dedicated to Israel's security, but some leaders have been more staunch than others in their laser-like focus to keep Israel secure in a region rife with Israel-hating countries. For every rocket attack in Israel by the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, Netanyahu's response has been fierce. Various governments and non-governmental bodies have condemned Israel for their fierce response. The United Nations has sought to condemn Israel's self-defense year after year, while ignoring the initial attacks on Israel and the murder, mayhem, and lack of basic rights in other Middle East countries. Over the years, Israel has made peace with two of their direct neighbors, Egypt and Jordan. Israel has secretly entered into negotiations with others in the Middle East neighborhood. Aside from the Yom Kippur War of 1973 and the Iraq Scud attack on Israel during the Gulf War in 1991, most of the conflicts have been the result of anti-Israel groups, such as the PLO, Hamas, and Hezbollah, initiating hostilities. Netanyahu has never backed down to these threats. He has initiated and continues to initiate peace overtures to the Arab population who call themselves Palestinians. The so-called Palestinians have rejected offer after offer. Netanyahu has sought to protect the cities that have been erected in Judea and Samaria, an area often referred to by many as the West Bank. He has now proposed annexing most of Judea and Samaria into Israel proper, something that should have been done for the security of all Jews in that portion of the Israeli state. While President Barack Obama sent money and people to defeat Netanyahu's successful fourth effort to be prime minister, it should be pointed out that relations between Israel and the United States have never been stronger than under Netanyahu and President Donald Trump. President Trump took a leap to do what every president for years has promised, but none dared deliver, that is, moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The president also recognized Israel's control of the strategic Golan Heights that Israel captured during the 1967 Six-Day War and effectively annexed in 1981. Its strategic value is such because it sits atop a region that overlooks Syria, Lebanon, and Israel. Netanyahu's victory is a victory for those who believe that negotiations for peace must always be approached from a position of strength. No one negotiates for peace with neither a weak entity nor an entity that could not even adequately defend itself. Some liberals have compared Netanyahu to Trump, and for that, the hatred they have for Trump transcends to a hatred for Netanyahu. What can be said is that each of these two leaders believes the protection of their country is their primary responsibility. That belief is authentic. Every other action by the president or prime minister is secondary to protecting the people who reside in their country. A similar responsibility they both understand. Hearty mazel tov to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Congratulations. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.